So let's pick up at the second half of yesterday's shiur. We began discussing the various reasons that muktzah indeed is aser, and three different divrei muktzah: isur of achila, mishtamshus, and tilta. When you look in the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Kuf Chav Dalet Amud Aleph, the Gemara seems to be fairly straightforward. The Gemara creates, right, the fascinating tushtel, the two topics that one would think are distinct, and the Gemara says no, that it's haba hatalia. The Gemara says there is a machlokas tanoim regarding mishilin peros derech aruba biyante. A person who goes ahead and puts his fruits on the roof, all of a sudden inclement weather, it's about to rain, that would result in hefsid mama, the peros could become ruined, and therefore, but very simply, there's an opening in the roof. All I have to do is simply just move the peros to that opening, they will fall down, and therefore they will be safeguarded from the rain. So the Mishnah, the very beginning of the last parak of our Masech, the Daf Lamed Amud Beis, tells us that this can be done on Yantif, but it cannot be done on Shabbos. A form of tiltal, it's a form of tircha to go ahead and do so, and we're going to distinguish between Shabbos and Yantif. The Gemara says in Kuf Chav Dalet, not all Tanaim agree. There are those Tanaim that maintain that it's Usr on Yantif as well. A machlokas Tanaim, whether Meshilim Peiris is Mutter or whether it's Usr on Yantif. Who are these Tanayim? What is the basis of the Machlokes? So the Gemara says something surprising. You look in Beis Adav Yud Beis, Amud Aleph, there is a Machlokes, Beisila, Beishamai. Beishamai is the Chumra, Beisila is the Kula. Those are our days. The Gemara says, what is the theme of that Machlokes? And Adav Yud Beis, Amud Aleph. That's not a Machlokes regarding Tiltal. That's not a Machlokes regarding Muktzah. That's a Machlokes regarding Hotzah. Everyone agrees that Hotzah is allowed, the Tzarech Ochel Nefesh. Am I allowed to go ahead and to expand the heter of Hotzah and Yantif beyond Ochel Nefesh? So Beis Shammai says, absolutely not. Ochel Nefesh is mutter, but you have to stop there. So you're not allowed to carry a katan, a sefer Torah, a lulav. You cannot carry any of those things on Yantif. And Beis Hillel surprisingly tells us the Chiddush that yes, we're going to have to see that sukkah at great, great, great length, that there's a heter not only of Ochel Nefesh is mefurish b'kra, ach asher yachal Ochel Nefesh. There's vetra of something above and beyond that. You know what we call that? Mitoch. Mitoch. What is the source of mitoch? Shafting. No? Go through Shas. The Gemara never quotes a source for mitoch. Never quotes a source. It's such a stunning chiddush daraisa. Not only is Ochel Nefesh mutter, but even other cases are mutter as well. I would have said the first question should be minola. And the Gemara does not ask that question. We're going to have to see. But that's a great chiddush of Beis Hillel. We assume a principle of mitoch. Okay. So when it comes to Hotzah, there's Machlokas, Beis Hillel, Beishamai. Beishamai says only Ochel Nefesh, and Beis Hillel says even Mitoch. You're right. Beishamai is Machmer, Beis Hillel is Meik. Oh, those are our Tanaim. If it's Machlokas, Beis Hillel, Beishamai. So therefore, that should be the Machlokas regarding Mishilin. So the Gemara immediately asked, Kuf Chav Dalet Beis is like, this is a Machlokas regarding Hotzah. And Mishilin has nothing at all to do with Hotzah. We're not carrying the peros in any shape or form. Here they're dealing with that which should be forbidden, betiltal. Why do you assume machlokas regarding hotzah is impactful for whether tiltal is mutter or whether tiltal is considered to be aser? So the Gemara says, well, of course there's a relationship. No, betiltal gufa, lav mishum hotzahi. Wow. No? Why do you think tiltal is forbidden? Tiltal is a function of hotzah. So depending how machmir you are on hotzah, that should correlate to whether you'll be machmer or maker when it comes to tiltal. Wow, so that's pretty incredible. The Gemara says that tiltal is a gzeira d'rabbanan mishum hotzah. If you're going to go ahead and handle certain things that are not vital or not necessary or shalul desorech, you know what? You may go ahead and come to carry. That's that statement to the Ritva, Shabbos kuf chatal mabeis. Kol ha-tiltulim sha'asru chachamim haynu k'dei lasos geder la'otzah v'shamis. No, mafurish. There's an isser tiltul. Tiltul is a gzeira d'rabbanan mishum otzah. And we pointed out, you look at the sugya nafya beizam it up, that very sugya regarding mitoch, beisila beishamai. That's how Rashi understands the sugya. The Gemara has a havamina that the Gemara rejects. No, some people think this havamina is true, but absolutely dead wrong. There's no Isser of Hotzah when it comes to Yantif. No? Hotzah is on Shabbos. Hotzah is not Yantif. Absolutely not. There's an Isser Daraisa of Hotzah. You'll get Malkus for Hotzah on Yantif, but there are certain times that Hotzah is indeed permitted. Hotzah is mutter for Ochel Nefesh, and ooh, the Chiddush of Beis Hillel, it's even mutter when it comes to Mitoch. How do you know that's true? Maybe Beis Hillel says that there's no Yisrof Hotzah. Ein Erev Hotzah Liyantiv. Maybe there is no Yisrof Hotzah whatsoever. So the Gemara says, if there's no Yisrof Hotzah, why are they arguing about a Sefer Torah, or a Lulav, or a Katan, Liflugu Ba'avanim? That's the Kash Rav Yosef. Maskuf Rav Yosef, Elo Miyata, Liflugu Ba'avanim. If there's no Yisrof Hotzah, carry whatever you want. Carry. I would have said, carry whatever you want, but don't give me an example of avanim. Of course you can't carry avanim. Avanim are muktzah. You're not even allowed to move avanim in your house. No? So why does the Gemara say, liflugu ba'avanim? Maybe in Achinami there is no isra of otzah, but there's an isra of total muktzah. So why does Rabbi Yosef express it in that fashion? Maybe he could have said that, you know what, why are they arguing about carrying a lulav? Let them argue about carrying a pack of cigarettes, carrying a key, carrying something that is not ochel nefesh at all. Why does it liflugu ba'ava? Oh, so Rashi writes the Chiddush. Because if you're really going to argue there's no isra of hotzah, how can there be an isra of total muktzah? We should be allowed the chadchila to carry avanim as well. Because total muktzah is a gzera derabanan mishum hotzah. Oh, and that was the Chiddush, the Tosos Daf Ches, the Tosos Daf Chav Ches, the Tosos Daf Lamed Aleph, that if Tilta Mukta is Mutter, and it's only Yasser in cases because of Hotzah, so guess what? If Hotzah is Mutter, it's a no-brainer, no? If Hotzah is Mutter, it's Tzarek Halcha Nefesh. You know what? Tilta Mukta is Mutter, it's Tzarek Halcha Nefesh. And if you have a principle of Mitoch, and Mitoch basically allows you to carry, so you're going to say that carrying is Mutter, and Tiltal is Yasser. Carrying is mutter and tiltal is aser. How can the tafel be so much more chamor than the ikar? Tiltal is a gzera, the ramishum hotzah. Whenever hotzah is mutter, tiltal is going mutter. So Tosa says, it's clear that if you can carry something, l'tzarech ocha nefesh, tiltal mutter is going mutter l'tzarech ocha nefesh. Wow, that's an important thing. We saw, for example, the sugya, the end of the Masechta with aflamed vav. You're allowed to be metaltel something if it's a graf shori'i. Graf shori'i. Okay, that's good. That's an exception. I'll tell you another exception. Even if it's not a graf shori, but if it's tzarek ocha nefesh, you can move it as well. Graf shori is a chiddush when it's not the tzarek ocha nefesh, but nonetheless it's foul. You're allowed to go in to move it. But if it's tzarek ocha nefesh, wow, tosus ashita, there is no isra tiltal muktzah. Wow. So we start to discuss, are there any other considerations when it comes to muktzah? So that's the Rambam I want you to see, Perachav Dalet Vilcha Shabbos, Halach Yibbeis, and Halach Yibgimel, where the Rambam writes so beautifully that, you know what, you have to be concerned with preserving the safeguarding the Kedusha Sayyam of Shabbos. Shabbos has to be a Shvisa Nikeres. Shabbos cannot have the impression, the appearance of a Yom Chol. And therefore, Omru Chachamim, no? Therefore, the Chachamim declared that, you know what, you're not allowed to be metaltel. Asru Chachamim Latalto Mitzvahs Dvarim B'Shabbos. You cannot be metaltel. You're going to handle everything and anything on Shabbos. You know what? It's going to turn into a Yom Chol. You'll end up doing Malacha. It won't be a Shvisa HaNikeres. And therefore, that's why it's Aser. And the Rambam writes, and if you do so, Ubitel Hatam Shenemar B'Torah Laman Yanuach. When it comes to Shabbos, aside from Yisrei Malacha, the Torah tells us, L'man Yanuach. So therefore, you're flying in the face of the essence of Shabbos if you're going to engage in these activities. The Rambam describes Ulde Dechol, and the Rambam seems to describe it not merely as only a Takana Drabanan. Ubitel Hatam Shenemar B'Torah. It does not sound like you're just dealing with a Chumra or a Gzeira Drabanan. A Gzeira Drabanan. And maybe you'll feel sick, okay, but the Rambam doesn't exactly say that. The Rambam kind of says, it goes against the reason. You know, take a look at the Rambam in Perachaf Aleph of Hilchos Shabbos. Perachaf Aleph, Halacha Aleph. You know what the Rambam there writes? Nemar Batorah Tishbos. There's an essay on Shabbos, but the Torah demands Shvisa. You know what Shvisa is? What is included in the Lav of Shabbos? You know what I'll tell you? Lamates Malachas. What's included in the essay of Shabbos, Tishbos, Shabbosam? Now I'm going to tell you, whoa, that's going to take a long shiur. No? Five shittas in Rishon. What is included in the essay of Shabbos? What's included in the essay of Shabbos? You know what the Rambam writes? Nemar b'Torah Tishbos, afilu midvarim she'enan malacha. Chayiv lishbos b'hem. Tishbo supplies even that which is not a malacha. Not with a, wow. Me, the Magen Mishnah writes on this Rambam, Chafalafala, the Ramban and Parshas Emor. Magen Mishnah writes that. Oh, that's like the Ramban and Parshas Emor. That there's an essay of Shabbos, and the essay is much, much more encompassing than the lav. A lav is very limited to lamates malachos. And if you're smart enough and you've learned enough, you know what? You can have your business day skirting lamates malachos. Oh, that's that Ramban. That's that Ramban. Most of the things would come to mind, you know what? That depict a weekday. So many of those things are Yisrael Rabbanan, riding your horse, doing business, chanuyos psuchos, the market is running. Oh, good, so you'll put a little air over on the market, and you know what? You have a regular market day, so technically you're not caring. The Rabban writes, you're not chayiv skila, but that's an issa d'araisa. That's an issa d'araisa. Tishbo, shabasa. And clear in Ramban, mefurish in Ramban, tishbos and shabasa is a kiyum essay and an issur essay. It's a kiyum essay to preserve the kedusha of Shabbos. And it's an issur essay if you don't preserve the, well, you have certain mitzvahs to say, a mitzvah, not mitzvah. Here, the Rambam is mefurish, very beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, that there's a kiyum essay and there's an issur essay, an issur essay. There's some sofer as a tshuva, and choshen mishpat, kum tzariches, where somehow there was a suggestion going to work on Shabbos may only be an issur d'rabbanan, mutter men ha-torah, because mekach ha-memkar is a gzeira d'rabbanan, it's known that some sofer writes. You know what? You make a kinyan on Shabbos. Yeah, that's a gzeira d'rabbanan. That's beit adav, lamed vav, medeis. Chanuyas psucha, befurish and Rambam. That's an issa d'araisa. And the chsam sofer, no, one who does so is a mumar l'chal Shabbos and a mumar b'chal Torah kula. Because midaraisa, he's not observing Shabbos. Midaraisa, he's not observing Shabbos. That's not just like a gzeira d'rabbanan of mekach u'memkar. That's an important chiddush. The Rambam writes you have to preserve the kedusha of Shabbos. Yishvisa, hashvisa nikeres. You might remember from earlier shiurim. Maybe this is somewhat l'shita say, no? Because the Rambam later perichav tesif of Shabbos discusses the mitzvah of kiddush. What's the purpose of the mitzvah of kiddush? Ooh, the Rambam writes you're not mekadesh liyom when you make kiddush. Ooh, beitz adav yud zayin. The Kedusha Shabbos is Makash Vakaima. It's fixed and set. You know what you're doing when you make Kiddush? You're setting Shabbos apart from the Yemei Hachol. You're setting Shabbos apart from Yemei Hachol. That's the mitzvah of Kiddush. That's what, oh, that sounds so beautiful. Why did this Rambam? Shabbos has to be a Shvisa HaNikeres. A Shvisa, how do you do that? Well, I don't do Malacha. And there's an Esed Shavasa. And I'm obligated to make Kiddush. I'll tell you an obvious l'shitase. If the purpose of Kiddush is to set Shabbos apart from Yemei Hachol, you know, let me use Hebrew words, no? The purpose of Kiddush is to be Mavdol ben Kodesh l'chol? Ah, the Ram l'shitase. Havdol is daraisa. Havdol is daraisa. Not only is Kiddush daraisa, Havdol is daraisa. Because if the purpose of the mitzvah of Kiddush is to offset, set apart from, isn't that exactly what Havdol is? So the Rambam writes, whenever the Gemara mentions Kiddush is daraisa, brachas chav, shuas chav, well, of course it means Havdalah is daraisa as well. That's a fundamental machlokas for Shalman. Brachas chaim, Havdalah is the Rabbanan. The Rambam l'shita say, Havdalah is not the Rabbanan. So much of the essence of Shabbos is seen to it that Shabbos is considered to be a shvisa, shvisa hanikeres. And the Rambam writes, that's what's driving the isser of muktzah. That's part of a shvisa hanikeres. Only to handle things in a limited fashion, that which is necessary, tzarech gufo, tzarech makomo, maybe kamalitzel, but otherwise, absolutely not. And the Ravid is masig, the Ravid writes, okay, this is like beautiful philosophy, but lahalacha, lahalacha. Tilto mokas egzera derabanan yishum hotza. And the Ravid writes, Shabbos kuf chav dalet, Shabbos kuf chav dalet. You know, maybe one could argue that what Tosa says is obvious, that Tilto Mutzah is Mutzah L'Tzarech Al Chanefesh, because Hotzah is Mutzah L'Tzarech Al Chanefesh. Tilto Mutzah, yes. Maybe one could raise a question. Is it so obvious according to the Rambam? Because if there are other dimensions in Tilto Mutzah according to the Rambam, maybe one could argue, you know what? That even L'Tzarech Al Chanefesh, one has to be careful, that you don't overreach, because otherwise Shabbos could be a Yom Chol. You know what the Rambam writes? We're going to see later. If you have Meleches Ochel Nefesh, that were Efshal Asoso Mi Erev Yontif? You could have done this in Erev Yontif. Why in the world are you waiting until Yontif? You know what? If your activity in Yontif is just going to be cooking and cleaning, cooking and cleaning, cooking and cleaning, the Rambam writes that, you know what? How can that be? How can that be? You're compromising, you're sacrificing, even when it comes to Ochel Nefesh, the essence of Yontif. How can Yontif be a day of Simcha? How can Yontif have a reflection of Kedusha Sayom if all you're doing all day is Melechas Ochel Nefesh? So, that's the Rambam's Chiddush when it comes to Muktzah. But the rabbi writes, it's a Gemara. No, it's Mishum Hotzah. What's the terrace to the Rambam? The Mishnah has two possibilities. No, two possibilities. One possibility, the second terrace of Magen Mishnah, there can be multiple reasons. One reason, no doubt, is Hotzah. One reason is Hotzah. So that's exactly what the Gemara says on Kukhav Dalet, that it's not irrelevant what you hold regarding Hotzah when it comes to Dinei Tiltul. That's exactly the Gemara. If you're very machmer in Hotzah, you're going to be machmer in Tiltul because one of the reasons that Tiltul is also is because Shema Yavo Lasos Malacha. Shema Yavo. The Rambam writes that himself. The Rambam writes in prayer. But who says that's the only reason? Who says that's the only reason? Maybe there are multiple reasons. No? We're going to get to a sugi. Ooh, Daf Hei Amud Aleph. What happens if Batel Tam? What happens if a reason no longer applies? Does the halacha still apply? Ooh, we're going to have to discuss. How do you know that's the only reason? I know that's the only reason. I'm going to say, this reason doesn't apply. Maybe there are multiple reasons. Maybe midaraisa, there are many reasons. Maybe when Chazal instituted at Takana or Gzera, there are many different reasons. What right do you have to assume that if this reason doesn't apply, who says the halacha doesn't apply? Maybe one could argue that there are multiple reasons. That's what Magen Mishnah writes when it comes to Muktzah. One driver of Muktzah is Shem Yavdei Hotzah. But that is not the whole story. And therefore, not surprising that the Rambam writes many, many different factors. It's Kachol and Yavol Asos Malacha, and Shvisa Nikeres. Good. Then the Magen Mishnah points out another possibility for us right now, but this is going to be critical. Shabbos, Kuf Chav Gimel. You know what? There are many windows of time when it comes to Muktzah. There are many windows of time. Muktzah is not all instituted simultaneously. Wow. There were certainly Suri Muktzah that were in existence, Shabbos, Aflama Beis, in the time of David and Shlomo Anach. Wow. There are many Dine Muktzah that were instituted by Nehemiah ben Chachalia. No, Nehemiah. Perek Yud Gimel of Sefer Nehemiah. Many Dine Muktzah. That's a sugi in Shabbos, Afkav Gimel. And the Gemara goes as far as to say is the following. Incredible. Nehemiah saw that Bnei Yisrael were not being Zavir in Shabbos. So you know what Nehemiah did? Oof. Right? Very chamur isurei drabanan of Tiltul. Very chamur isurei drabanan. Ad kedekach, you know what? Shlosha kelim nitalin b'Shabbos. You were only allowed to move on Shabbos 3 kelim. That's it. No more. No more. Only that which is basically necessary. Because the chilul Shabbos was rapid. So barishona, only shlosha kelim nitalin b'Shabbos. You know what? Bnei Yisrael were whipped into shape. You know, they were chozer b'tshuva. They were more careful of Shabbos. And guess what the Gemara tells us? Hitiru, v'chazru v'hitiru, v'chazru v'hitiru. There were different stages where Nehemiah lift these Isurim. Lift these Isurim. Going from a universal Isur of Tiltul to more limited Isurim of Tiltul. And you know what the bottom line was after all these stages? Oh, that's what you know. But realize, that was a work in progress. Akli shemalach taleheter, you can move the tzarach gufo kum mecham letzel. In a klisha mat this year, you can only move the tzarach gufo tzarach makomo. In other came, you can't even move tzarach gufo and tzarach makomo. All that we assume, oh, that's true. That was all a sliding historical scale of different eras, of different eras. So that's what Magid Mishnah writes. Don't question, how can you say mukta is also because of this or also because of that? There were many, many different periods. When the Gemara says that there was a concern of Hotzah, that was the original concern of Nehemiah, where Nehemiah said almost all Tiltul is forbidden. All Tiltul is forbidden. But once we were whipped into shape, and we were very, very careful, now why are there still certain remaining Isurei Tiltul? You know what? He writes, that's the Rambam. Because even aside from the concern of Hotzah, that you know what? We were Chozer B'Tshuva. We were very, very careful. But there's still other considerations. Of the Duchal, Shvisani Keres. And therefore, that indeed remained. So maybe not surprising that the Gemara can mention Hotzah, and the Rambam can write Halacha Lamaisa. For us, there are other concerns as well. That's a pretty stunning comment of Magen Mishnah, where one indicates that there were different windows, different areas of Muktza, and that's something which is pretty critical. So therefore, again, these are the reasons where Muktza is considered to be Asa, the Chiddush that you have of the Tiltum Muktza, and the Rambam's multiple concerns. Okay. I mentioned, take a look at the Ritva. You didn't yet see it. Now that Ritva Rosh Hashanah, Shaflam Beis, writes that this Ramban, this whole philosophy, Margolis Shabiyadenu, Rabbeinu HaRamban. This is a gem. This is a pearl, the Ritva writes. Then we have the Ramban. Did you see that Ritva yet? Take a look at it. There's one line in the Ritva that's not so simple. Come over afterwards and tell me what the Ritva means. Ritva says, Lufichach, Hemidu B'chacham and Divrein, the Mekomos Harbi Lichos Mitzvah. Ritva throws in one line. And because of this whole philosophy, that's why the Chachamim Hemidu Divrehem B'makom Mitzvah. That's the secret to the Sugya of Akiras Dov Min HaTorah. No? You see that line in the Ritva? Not yet? Maybe? No. Take a look at that. Now, what exactly is the relationship between that line and this whole Chiddush? No? But the Ritva writes that this is an important Yisrael. Okay, so, we know Muktza. No. That's one aspect. Tilta Muktza. That's why all of Muktza is Asr? That all of Muktza is Asr because of this concern? Because of a tilta with the Rambam writes? Not necessarily. The Gzera Mishum Hotza, that's a Gzera Drabanan. Is it really true to assume that Muktza is just a Gzera Drabanan? Muktza is just a Gzera Drabanan, is that really true? So our Mishnah tells us, the Beitza Shinoda, right, is Asura. Why exactly is that true? Why exactly is that true? So, I don't know if you did Beis on the Beis as of yet. No? Getting there? No. But the Gemara has four reasons. The Gemara begins, all right, we'll have to see Sunday Shia, and that will be, Muktzanola, Rav Nachman. Muktzanola. The Gemara not Beis on Beis. Says, you know, the Beitz Hashanah is Asr because of Hachana Darabba. Hachana Darabba, that's reason two. The Gemara is going to have reason three, Rav Yosef. It's a Gzeret Vanam, Peros and Oshrim. And the Gemara says, reason number four, that's Rabbi Yitzchak. It's a Gzeret Vanam of Mashkin Shizav. Mashkin Shizav. Okay, wow. So the Gemara is going to have four different reasons why a Beitz Hashanah should indeed be Asura. Oh, so Rabbi says the following. Reason number two. The starting point is this. You know what? That which you are using on Shabbos and Yantiv has to have a prior designation. Otherwise, it's Muktza. Right? The opposite of Muktza is that which is Menamuchan. Some type of Hachana is considered deeply necessary. What does usually that mean? That good, now it's Shabbos, now it's Yantiv, but this object in some shape or form, we're going to have to discuss what that means. Hachanas HaGavra, Hachanas HaChefza, what exactly does Hachana mean? But in some shape or form, the object has to be ready for use before Shabbos, before Yom Tov begin, and therefore, a concept of Hachana. Let's assume, for example, this hen laid its egg today. And let's say that's Rabbi's starting point. Let's say today is Sunday. Today is Sunday. The egg was formed today on Sunday, which is Yom Tov? Certainly not. Kol Beitza B'Nisyal D'Hayidna Me'es Mo Gamrla. The egg was completed yesterday. Which means that laying the egg today was enabled, was facilitated through that which occurred on Shabbos. Oh, so Rabbi says, you know what that means? That means that the use of this egg was set up on Shabbos. What do you mean? The Torah tells us, V'hayim Yom HaShishi, on Friday, which is Chol, V'hechinu Es HaShei Yavim. It has to be Muchan Mi'bal Yom. Mi'chol Yom means, it has to be Muchan B'chol. If you have a Beitza, which is Nolda B'Rishon, That means that the Hachan occurred on Shabbos? What do you mean? That Chol is making the Shabbos. Chol is making the Yantif. Ein Yantif making the Shabbos, but ein Shabbos making the Yantif. You cannot have Hachana on Shabbos for Yantif. And therefore, if the Beitza is laid on Sunday, the Hachana occurred. The Hachana occurred, wow, on Shabbos. And that is Asura. That is what we call Hachana Darabba. Hachana Darabba. The starting point in a Beitza Shanolda is if the hen lays the egg on Yantif, which is Sunday, that is considered to be Aser. And as an extension of that, we're going to argue that, you know what? That even if Yantif was not on Sunday, a Yantif Ba'alma, even that is included in the Din D'Rabbanan. But what is the Din D'Araisa? The Din D'Araisa is the base of Shanol de Barisha. The Achana was indeed on Shabbos, on Shabbos. Well, you know what? This is a very great Kiddush. This Hachana D'Rabba, because when I think of Malacha or Hachana, you know, a person asks me, can I do Malacha on Shabbos for the next day? Can I do Hachana from Shabbos the next day? You're going to say no and no. You cannot do Malacha. You cannot do Hachana, no? Okay. What happens if I'm not doing anything at all, no? I'm doing Malacha. I'm doing Hachana. I'm readying something on Shabbos for Chol. I'm readying something on Shabbos for Yantif. What in the world? A hen lays an egg on Sunday. And you know what? Min HaShamayim. Mi Esmo Gomrelo. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu completed the creation of that egg on Shabbos. That's us. Well, what do you mean that's us? What do you mean that's us? You know what you see? Pashup Shad, very important. No? That there are two elements to Afan. One is that actively a person cannot be Mechin on Shabbos for Chol or Shabbos for Yantif, Yantif to Shabbos. And another is that there's an Isser of reliance on Hachana, even if the Hachana had nothing at all to do with anything that I did, or even if it had nothing at all to do with a human act. It's not that someone did something on Shabbos for Chol. I set up my Erev on Shabbos for Chol. Okay, I understand. Maybe that's a form of being Kona Shvisa, Achana, from Yantav Techol, Erev, the Flamet Ches. I understand. No one did anything at all. You know what the answer is? No. That reliance. Even if the Achana had nothing at all to do with, the Achana is Bidei Shama. Why should that be? So you know what Rashi writes? You know why Hachana D'Rabba is forbidden? It's not like a malacha and I did the malacha. You know why that's true? Oh, so Rashi writes the following. Incredible? No? Beis and Beis, halfway down. The Muktzah D'Araisa. Muktzah D'Araisa. Oh. Because Muktzah is D'Araisa. Muktzah means that the Chefza has to be min hamuchan, b'chol. If the egg is laid today on Sunday, and that means that the egg was ready, so to speak, to be laid on Shabbos, so therefore, oh, that's Muktzah D'Araisa. It was Eino Min HaMuchan. I don't care whether it's Eino Min HaMuchan because if this is what you did, or this is what Kadosh Baruch Hu orchestrated, the bottom line is that if it was not fit for use on Chol, it cannot, why is that true? Because Rashi writes, Muktzah is D'Araisa. Hachana D'Rabba simply is that Muktzah. Muktzah is a Din D'Araisa. Muktzah is a Din D'Araisa. Well, where did Rashi get this from? In order to argue that Muktzah is D'Araisa, you know what the answer is? Beis Adaf Gemul Beis. The Gemara had four reasons that a Beis HaShanol does us. Good? That's clear. Our Mishnah. Beis HaShanol. Lo Seyacha. Good. All of a sudden, Gemul Beis, the Gemara quotes a Braisa. Sveika Asur. Sveika Asur. Whoa. Our Mishnah says, if it's a Beis HaShanolda, it's Asur. Okay. Beis HaGimel Beis, Sveika Asur. Why is that true? Why do you say Sveika Asur? Well, now you have to answer that question. You know what it must be? Well, wait. I have four reasons. So I have to go through every reason, no? Why is a Safek forbidden according to Rav Nachman, and according to Rab, and according to Rabbi Yosef, and according to Rabbi Yosef? Why is that true? No? So guess what the Gemara says the following. Sveik Asur. So the Gemara says the following. Bishlam al-Rabba. I understand why Sveik Asur according to Rab. Well, what's the first thing you notice? The Gemara skip of Nachman, no? You have four reasons. Rav is number two. You know, steak asur. Why in the world is steak asur? Okay, let's go to the shittas. According to Rabbah, whoa. So Ahara, no. Why are you starting with Rabbah? What happened with Renachim? No. Oh, that's the Tosas Yishanim. That Gemara base. That little box. No, the Tosas Yishanim. No. What happened to Renachim? The Gemara starts with Rabbah. I understand that according to Rabbah, steak asur. Why is that true? Because after all, Hachana is the din deraisa. And Sveika Daraisa the Chumrah. That's Mefurish in the Gemara. Hachana Darab is the Din Daraisa. And of course, Sveika Asura, because, Sveika Daraisa the Chumrah. I understand. But if you hold like Rabbi Yosef, or you hold like Rabbi Yisrael, then it's only a Gzeira the Rabbanan, Peras Anoshim, Mashkin Shazavu, so why not apply the principle of a Safek Drabanan Lukum? Why not apply the principle of a Safek Drabanan Lukum? That's the Kasha of the Gemara. All right, wow. Incredible, no? So black and white. The Gemara says, Hachana Darab is a Din Daraisa. So Hachana Darab is a Din Daraisa because it lacks Hachana. Lacking Hachana means Muktzah. So Rashi writes, Muktzah is a Din Daraisa. Muktzah is a Din Daraisa. It sounds straightforward, Rashi writes, no? Hachana Darab means the Hachana was lacking because Hachana means Chol is Mechin for Shabbos. This did not happen, even though I didn't do a thing. Meyasmo gomrala, but clearly it was lacking hachana anchomi bolyom, lacking hachana is muktza. Ah, the Gemara says that. Therefore, sveik asura, safik daraisa is the chumra. So you see that muktza is daraisa. Muktza is daraisa. Wow, that's what Rashi writes. Sometimes those like short Rashis, no, those are the, you know, muktza daraisa. Wow. Yes, Rashi, make it. The Gemara says, Sveika Daraisa Lachomra. Sveika Daraisa Lachomra. The Tosus Yishanim was bothered now, right under that Ein Mishpat now. Rav Nachman lo parich. The Gemara didn't ask anything about regular Muktz. Hachana Darab. The Gemara didn't ask anything about Muktz and Nolu. Muktz and Nolu. Why in the world not? You know what maybe a simple answer is? Did you see the Shakvatari of the Gemara? The Gemara like rejected Rav Nachman, no? The Gemara rejected Rav Nachman. Because after all, if you're talking about a case of Nolad and Muktza, because it's a Targos, which is Omedes Lagadol Beitzim, so why is it that the Mishnah says, a Beitzah Shanol Deviantiv, the Mishnah should address the status of the hen and the status of the egg? No? So what is the Gemara answer? You're right. Rav Nachman Shita doesn't quite fit in as well. No? Kasha. Okay, that's a simple answer. You know why the Gemara didn't adjust Rav Nachman? Because, that the Gemara already pointed out a difficult Rav Nachman. So one down, three to go. And now the Gemara addresses this next Kasha for those three. Okay. Toshim does not write that. Oh, the Gemara says, Hachana Darab is a Din Daraisa. And what about Muktzah? What about Muktza? Muktza is not Daraisa, but Muktza is Ke'en Daraisa. The first one tells us Shoshanim, no? Rav Nachman Oparich, because Muktza and Nolan, Beis Amalel of Chamira, Bahavi, Ke'en Daraisa. Ke'en Daraisa. Wow. Hachana Darabu, which is Daraisa, Sveika Daraisa Lachumra. Muktza and Nolan, according to Rav Nachman, that's Ke'en Daraisa. And Ke'en Daraisa is Sveika Daraisa Lachumra. Sveika Daraisa Lachumra. Ooh, that's the little Tosa Shoshanim. The Gemara days. And where do you see that's true? That Misafek, typical Muktza, is Sveika Daraisa Lachumra. What does the Tosa Shoshanim tell you? Chaf Dalet. Ooh, Chaf Dalet is Safek Mukhan. Well, we know at length, no? Rabbi Gamliel says, guess what? Safek Mukhan is Osir Bachila. Because it's Kein Daraisa and Sveika Daraisa Lachomra. Wow, that's pretty heavy. Now, that means Adin Daraisa, Sveika Daraisa Lachomra, and even something which is Kein Daraisa. That's fascinating. You can have things that are Dinim Darabana, but you know what? You have to ask yourself, to what extent is that set alone Gzeira Darabanan, or is that really Ke'en Daraisa? If something is a Gzeira Darabanan, I'm going to say a Gzeira is Lakula. If something is really Ke'en Darais, an expansion of, I'm going to apply the principle of Sveika Darais L'Chomra. So Mefurish in Gemara, that applies to Hachana D'Rabba, and the Tosu Shan writes, it's even going to apply to other aspects of Muktzah, as long as those aspects of Muktzah are Ke'en Darais. Ke'en Darais. Then I'm going to say that, you know what, Sveika Darais L'Chomra. Sveika Darais L'Chomra. You know what a classic example of a Ke'en Darais is? What we call an Asmachta. An Asmachta. You know what? The Gemara has a din drabban, the girl quotes a pasuk. Why are you quoting a pasuk for a din drabban? No? Why are you quoting a pasuk for a din drabban? You know, there's a ritva, Rosh Hashanah Tezayin, where the ritva refers you to the Rambam Shita. And the ritva states that, you know what the Rambam means? Could be, no? This is the Rambam at the beginning of the Havdamah to Pirush Mishnayis, where the Rambam seems to say that an asmachta is lezechiras dvarim ba'alma. You know what the person of asmachta is? It triggers the memory. It's like a memory device. You know what? There's so many din in the Rabbanim, but you know what? We know Chumash very well. So you know what? If we'll attach a din Rabbanim to the Pasuk in Chumash, you know, it comes to life, and it will help our attention. Wow, wow. Is that really what, take a look at the Rambam. Is that really what the Rambam means? The Ritva interprets the Rambam very literally, and Asmachta is like a device. You know what the Ritva writes about this? Divrei Minosi. The Ritva writes it's Apikorsis. That's Apikorsis. The Ritva, Rashandav Tezayin. That's Apikorsis. But that's what an Asmachta is. That's what an Asmachta is. And that's what the Ritva writes in Asmachta is Kavana Sabari. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu embedded in the Pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended there will be certain din in Daraisa, and certainly din in Drabana, and embedded in the Pasuk are din in Drabana, and Asmachta is Pshat in the Pasuk. Is it Mefurish Bakra? No, but it's embedded. It's embedded. And Asmachta is much more Chamor than a Takana or a Gzera. A Gzera is not embedded in a Pasuk. A Takana is not embedded in the Pasuk. And if you have something which is an Asmachta, something which is Ke'en Daraisa, we're going to assume that Safik is l'chumra. This is really like kavanas habori. That's something which is pretty heavy. So the Gemara is mefurish shachana d'rabba is a din d'raisa. Tosas Shishanim writes, but you know what? Even other forms of muktzah will be ke'en d'raisa. Ke'en d'raisa. Avaraya safik mulchan. Safik mulchan. You know, one of the most famous tshuvas in Beis Halevi is Chelek Gimel Siman Aleph. That's the tshuva Beis Halevi about Shmita Bizman Hazeh. That's the Chula Beis Halevi about the Heter Mechira. No? Known Shuva, the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi points out as follows, that you know what? Kimat Mufurish in the Rambam. Hilchos Trumas Aleph Chavav. That Shmita Bizman Hazeh is Drabban. Shmita Bizman Hazeh is Drabban. Okay. The Beis Halevi questions. Drabban or Kein Daraisa? Drabban or Kein Daraisa? Based on later rites, like fasting lumdus. Why is it that Shemitah is not Daraisa Bizman Hazeh? So you know what? I'll tell you the answer. The Rambam writes one thing and Rashi writes something else. Rashi writes, Gittin Daf on the Vav Mabez, this is an example. You know why Shemitah is like Daraisa Bizman Hazeh? Because Rashi writes, Butla Kedusha Saritz. Because Bizman Hazeh, we don't have a Kedusha Saritz. Wow. The Beis Halevi points out that's not what the Rambam writes. That's not what the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes, of course there's a Kedusha Saris Daraisa. The Rambam writes, there's a full Kedusha Saris, there's a full Kedusha Samikdash, Perek Vav Vilchus Beis HaBechira. The Kedusha is Kitchel HaSavavo. So why don't you have Yovel Bizman HaZed? Because there's another requirement. L'chol Yoshvel. Kol Yoshvel. You have to have the sizable representation of Knesset Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. And unfortunately, we don't have that. So therefore, Yovel is only Drabbanan. And Shemitah, in turn, is only Drabbanan. And the Rambam, that even Shemitah and Isis is only Drabbanan. Wow, so I'll tell you, Rashi and the Rambam explain why Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is only Drabbanan. According to Rashi, Batal Kedusha Saritz, according to Rambam, Koyo Shvela. If I were to ask you, which reason is more fundamental, and which reason is kind of more technical, you know, what would come to mind, no? So the Beis Halevi writes, you know what? Rashi's reason is fundamental. The Rambam's reason is more technical. Rashi's teretz is, you don't have a Kedusha Saritz. Okay. then it's a non-starter, no? You don't have a Kedushas Aretz. You know what the Rambam Shita is despite? Despite that you have a Kedushas Aretz, there's a technical requirement of Shmit and Yovel that we do not yet meet. The Beis Lareis, he thinks that Halacha Maisa, there's a world of difference. Because without Kedushas Aretz, you can't argue that Shmita Bezman Hazeh is Ke'en Daraisa. Ke'en Daraisa, if you don't have the Kedusha. It's only a Takana Drabana, a Zeicha L'dover. But if you hold this, the Rambam Shita, you have a full Kedushas Aretz, that allows the Beis Levi to maintain that, you know what, that the Din Drabana Shmita is literally Ke'en Daraisa, Ke'en Daraisa. The more far something is removed from that which is Daraisa, the more you're going to argue that it's a standalone Din, Din Rabbanan. Oh, so in our sugya, if it's a Gzeirid Rabbanan of Mashkin Shazav, it's a Gzeirid on a Peiris Hanoshim, that's not going to be Kein Darais. And that's the Kash of the Gemara. So a Suffolk Muktu should be Lakula. If you're going to argue Hachana Darabba, or Tosa Shishanim, even Muktsa, which is Kein Daraisa, now I understand you can say that Sveika Asura. Not only is a Beitza Shanolda Asura, but even Sveika Asura as well. Ah, so Rashi Shita. Hachana Daraba is Mishum Muktza. And if the Gemara says Daraisa, and Sveika Daraisa Lachumra, it means Muktza Zedin Daraisa. Muktza Zedin Daraisa. Wow. So Tosus writes, not true. Tosus writes that, you know what, that Rashi explains that Achana Darab is Daraisa because Mux is Daraisa. And you know what? Tosus says, not true, not true, not true. Where is this Tosus? The top Tosus in Erevin, Lamches Modes. Wow. Rashi Pirish, Bebeitza, when it comes to Rabba, because Mux is Din Daraisa. And you know what? Tosus writes, and you find this phrase in the Gemara, Psachim Daf Mem Zayin, that Muktz is Daraisa. Yeah, but Tosus writes, V'lo Nehira, not true. That's not what that means, that Muktz is Daraisa. And furthermore, Mashma Hasam Dehadrabe. That line in the Gemara, in Psachim Daf Mem Zayin, is just a Havamin of the Gemara. We reject it. Ooh, so Tosus writes two things. First of all, when the Gemara says in Beitza that Achana Darab is Daraisa, it does not mean that Moktz is Daraisa. It does not mean that Moktz is Daraisa. And the suggestion that Moktz is Daraisa is a Havamin, and Sakim Adav, Mem Zayin, and the Gemara rejects that. The Gemara rejects that. Whoa. So you see, let's say number one, a real fundamental machlokas, Rashi and Tosus, how to understand that Achana Darabba is Daraisa, no? Achana Darabba is Daraisa. Rashi writes, Achana Darabba means that if Shabbos is not Mechim Liyantif, it means that the object lacked Achana. If it lacked Achana, it's Muktza. And Muktza is Daraisa. That's how Rashi understands. That sounds straightforward, no? Tosus is arguing that Muktza is only a Din Darabana, but Achana Darabba is a Din Daraisa. You know what, let's say a person does malacha on Shabbos for Yom Tov. You know what the answer is? The malacha of Shabbos is the Oseh. The malacha of Shabbos is the Oseh. That was inappropriate. You inappropriately did A in order to. That's the issue. Tosus assumes the following chiddush, that you know why Hachana Darabba, the Gemara suggests, is Daraisa? Because there was an inappropriate Hachana. Shabbos was mechim. According to Rashi, it's not that Shabbos was mechim al yantif. No, it's that if the hachana occurred on Shabbos, that's like blank. That doesn't count because b'chayim hashishi mechim hashaviyah means hachana has to be the whole. So whatever occurs on Shabbos is not considered to be appropriate hachana. And if you lack hachana, the object is muktzah. So Hachana Darabba just simply means not an active, inappropriate Hachana, but rather lacking the necessary Hachana, no? And therefore, Muktzah Daraisa. Tosus assumes that's not true, that's not true. If something just lacks Hachana, that's not a Din Daraisa. Hachana Darabba means that Ein Shabbos Mechina Liyantit. So if Me'esmo Gomerlot means that the Beitza was formed on Shabbos, that inappropriate hachana, meaning taking advantage of the egg today, reliance on the hachana of Shabbos, the reliance inappropriately of hachana, and Tosfos agrees, it's not that you did a malacha, this all happened Beis Shemayim, but the inappropriate reliance on that which occurred on Shabbos is also. Shabbos is not mechina liyonta. As opposed to Rashi that maintains that the hachana of Shabbos does not register as hachana, and therefore the object is muktza, and muktza is considered to be that which is daraisa. So therefore, hachana deraba, the Gemara says daraisa, and sveika daraisa lechumra. But what is daraisa? Rashi says muktza, muktza. That's daraisa. And Tosfos says, no, hachana deraba, apart from muktza, that's considered that which is daraisa. And you know what? There is a mihiri, beitz adaf beis. Take a look, beis and beis. You know what the mihiri writes? When the Gemara says hachana deraba is a din daraisa and sveika daraisa lechumra, even hachana deraba is only ke'ein daraisa. Wow. One could argue Achana Darab is Daraisa, but what's the Din Daraisa? Rashi, Mukta Tosa Achana Darab. Or one could argue Achana Darab is only Kain Daraisa. I have a Gemara says Sveika Daraisa Lachuma. Yeah, in Achinami. In Kain Daraisa, we assume Sveika Daraisa Lachuma. What is this Sugim Sachim and Daf Mem Zayim? Where Tosa says it's true, the Gemara suggests Mukta Daraisa, but you know what? Hadarbe, Hadarbe. So the Gemara says the following. Unusual. Now, a person goes at Abaye. Vavashel gid hanasha b'chalav b'yante v'achalo. A person takes a granasha, cooks it in milk, does so on yante, and he eats it. You know what? He sets himself up for five different chiyuve malkas. Five different chiyuvei malkus. Well, what exactly? What are the isurim? Oh, number one, mevashel b'yante. Mevashel b'yante. He cooks machalos asuras on yante. You know what? Mevashel b'yante. Okay. The other, the Gemara says, is the following. He goes ahead and eats it. He's eating the gid hanasha. It also is an isidareis. No? Mevashel. He's not a mevashel on yantif, he's a mevashel basa b'chalav. That's also forbidden daraisa. Bishal basa b'chalav. He goes and eats it. He's chayiv for achilas basa b'chalav. So he's chayiv for bishal on yantif. He's chayiv for gerenasha. He's chayiv for bishal basa b'chalav. He's chayiv for achilas basa b'chalav. Wow. Oh. What's the fifth? What's the fifth? Now, the Gemara says, wait a second. Lo sevar weish. No sevar weish. He goes there and he creates a fire in order to go ahead and cook. So the cooking is misrevishal. That's asur on yantif. And furthermore, mishum havara. Mishum havara. The Gemara says maybe havara is not so simple. Because, in the Sugya and Daf Yud Beis, the Gemara we just mentioned speaks about mikalach. Sometimes if something is mutter l'ochon efesh, it's much even beyond l'ochon efesh, no? Can one possibly argue that the act of havari here was at least mitoch? We'll have to see the Gemara, no? I'm not going to call it l'ochon efesh, it's all machalos asuros. But it's completely done randomly, haphazardly, with no tzorech. Maybe that could be called, So the Gemara says, "V'im amin an hoil." If you hold a hoil, hoil is mitoch. Mitoch shehut shlatzorach v'chunami shelo lezorach. If you hold a hoil, so avar lo machayim. So that fifth example is not really good. So we have four chiyuvei malkus. Not clear what the fifth one is. The Gemara suggests maybe it's that you fuel the fire. The Gemara says fueling the fire is not so simple. So you know what the Gemara answers? Ready for this? Incredible. Ape kavara. So yeah, not avara. But ayel. Atse muktza. You know what? You fuel the fire with atse muktza. You fuel the fire with atse muktza. Wow. And the Gemara says, a muktza daraisa. That's a din daraisa. What do you say muktza is a din daraisa? Guess what? Vahayav yamashishi achina sishayavyu. Mufur shem sakhandav. Mem zayin. Vahayav yamashishi achina sishayavyu. Wow. In other words, Achana Darabah. No? Muktza. Rashi. Achana Darabah is Muktza. Here we're not dealing with hachana d'raya mesvul gamar, though, we're dealing with muktza. So the Gemara says, muktza d'raya because of hechino sheyaviv. Oh, that's the makar of Rashi, no? Muktza d'raya. Mufurshim Rav Sach Menach Mem Zayin. Now I'm going to tell you a further chiddush. Not at all simple. Okay, muktza din d'raya. Where do you see that that's true? Because hechino sheyaviv. Hachana is necessary. Would you call that a lav daraisa? We're talking about a chiv, malchus, no? Malchus requires a lav daraisa. Would you really call this a lav daraisa? Let's say muktz is a din daraisa. Because the pasuk says, v'ichinu asher yaviv. So that's a lav daraisa? So the Gemara says something stunning, no? V'ayimachishi, ichinu asher yaviv. What are the next words in the Gemara? You saw the Gemara, no? Pesach Mem Zayin, Bazarasa. And you know what the Azari is? Oh, Malacha. Lo sasacho Malacha. Interesting, we're quoting that pasuk. No, Lo sasacho Malacha. Malacha. But there's Malchus Daraisa for Meleches Yantif, for Mukta. That sounds shocking, no? This is even above and beyond. It's not just that Mukta is Daraisa. Mukta is a lav Daraisa that generates a chiv of malchus, no? That's the sound? The Gemara says, Yolok HaChamish. Four we got. What's the fifth malchus? Oh, the Gemara says, maybe it's the Malach HaVavar. No, it's not the Malach HaVavar. No? Oh, it's Atzei Muktze. So that means Atzei Muktze is Nisa Daraisa? Yep, there's malchus. It's a lav Daraisa. Whoa. Now that's pretty unbelievable, no? The Atzei Muktze is a lav Daraisa. Atzei Muktze is a lav Daraisa. Wow, that's even beyond Rashi. Rashi just says Muktzah Daraisa. Yeah, Muktzah Daraisa, Yechinas Hasheyaviyu. Yeah, but the Gemara seems to say such a chiddush that you know what that Alav Daraisa. That no doubt requires incredible limud. No. Then the Gemara goes on to say the following. You know, there's even another difficulty as well because after all, one set of malchus is for Mavashel. One set of malchus is because of the lav of Muktzah. And what's the lava muktza? Kamalechas avar lo sasu. That means that you're getting two sets of malchus for the same lav of kamalechas avar lo sasu. That's also difficult. That's also difficult because don't we assume that ein chiluk malachos liyantiv? You don't get more than one set of malchus necessarily for chilul yantiv. So that's also difficult. No, you're going to say that what are two out of the five? One is Mavasha, and one is a lav of Muktza. So you get two sets of Malkas for the same lav. The same lav of Bishul is the same lav of Muktza. Oh, so you have four answers? Ape kavar va'ayal atse asherah. You're right. The last Malkas is not atse Muktza, it's atse asherah. Asherah. No, this guy, the loser, not like the wood was about Azara. No. Oh, Satosa says Hadarve. Satosa says Hadarve. Rashi says Mukta Daraisa. That's not true Lamaskana. Not true Lamaskana. Oh, so you saw this Gemara, no? So what comes to mind? Well, yeah, of course Hadarve, but why Hadarve? Why Hadarve? You know what? That's what Shidduch Betzos writes. Where's the Shidduch Betzos? Guess right. Beit Adav Beis. Beit Adav Beis. What's Shidduch Betzos? Of course Hadarve. Because the Gemara got stuck because of Chiluk Malachos. No? The Gemara says, okay, I'll grant you Atzei Muktza. But that means two of the Malkas are Mevashel and Muktza? No. Yantif can only count for one. So the Gemara, Hadarve, you're right. It's not Atzei Muktza, it's Atzei Asher. So Mefurish and Shittu Kobet says, you're right, this case of Atzei Muktza does not stand. But you know why it doesn't stand? Because of two sets of Malkas, which means the Maskana. One could indeed envision that Muktza Daraisa. Muktza is Daraisa. The Gemara doesn't reject Muktza Daraisa. The Gemara rejects this as the case of Loke Chamesh because you're doubling up on Yantiv. Wow. That's pretty heavy, you know? I'll tell you another possibility. This isn't just a Chiddush of Muktza Daraisa. This is a Chiddush that Muktza is a lav of Daraisa. So you know what I'll argue? True, Hadarve. Muktza is not a lav of Daraisa. It's not a lav. That means it's mutter min haTorah. No, it's not mutter min haTorah. Ve'chinu asher yaviyu. Our Gemara doesn't quote a lav. The Gemara Misachim says Echinos Hashiaviu, and therefore the Azhari is Malacha. Even if you assume Lamaskana, that's not true. Lamaskana, Mukta is not allowed. But it doesn't mean Lamaskana that Mukta is only a Din Drabanan. The Echinos Hashiaviu. Wow. No? That would also preserve Rashi Sheet. Good? I'll tell you point number three. Now, when we say Mukta is a Din Daraisa, who, what, where? What was the answer yesterday? Achilas Mukta. Achilas Mukta Din Daraisa. What is Hishtamshus? Who are you going to tell me? Whoa! Beit Zadav Dalet, Beit Zadav Lamed Gimel, the Marshal Daf Lamed Gimel. What was that all Chiddush? Achilas Mukta Rashi Daraisa. Hishtamshus Mukta is Ke'en Daraisa. An expansion of. And Tilta Mukta is a Gzeirah Darabana. Now, Hishtamshus Mukta Lamaskana is Gzeirah Darabana. No, it's Ke'en Daraisa. Yeah, but not Loke. Psachim Dav Mem Zayin, Malkas Daraisa. You're not going to get Malkas Daraisa from Mukta. Why? Number one is because it's Daraisa, but it's not allowed. Oh, number two, I'll tell you. We're not talking about Achilas Mukta. When Rashi says Mukta is Daraisa, Rashi's talking about Beit Zeshenolda. Lo Seyachel, Achilas Mukta. Tosa says, that's not true based on the Gemara Psachim. The Gemara rejects this. So one possible, the Gemara doesn't reject it. The Gemara just has a problem with Chilak Malachos. Number two, the Gemara rejects the law. Number three, Hishtamshus. Hishtamshus is not a din daraisa. But Achila is. I will tell you, Rashi survives good and well the Sugyam Sakim and Daf Memzayim. I also tell you, Chiddush of Emek Bracha. And take a look at Hilchos Yontif. Is it really true that Mukta is allowed daraisa? It's a malacha. It's not from the Gemara, no? The Gemara says the Azhara is malacha. Yes, when a person, let's say, baits a shenolda, eats it, he gets malchus daraisa for a lav. Is that really true? Achilas mukta is a lav. You know what? Emet bracha raisa. So take a look. I have to see, is this really so obvious in the Gemara? The Gemara says, no, the malacha is lo sevaru eish. The malacha is lo sevaru eish. No? The Gemara says, no, what about mitoch? Mitoch. Oh, you know what the Gemara means? If the atzei mukts are forbidden in the Torah because of echinos hashiaviu, you cannot call this mitoch. And if you cannot call this mitoch, you're back to square one in the Gemara. The malach is because of lo sevaru eish. When the Gemara says, you're loke mishum malach, it doesn't mean the malacha of mukta. It means the malacha of lo sevaru eish. Oh, the answer is mitoch. Not mitoch if mukta is daraisa. That's a pretty heavy chiddush, no? And what's the implication of that chiddush? That if mukta is only forbidden to Rabbanan, then we would apply mitoch. Ooh, is that really true? The bottom line is you can't use it because this is Rabbanan, but it's called the tzorech. If something's an isur Rabbanan, it's called a tzorech hayom. We'll have to talk about that, no? But maybe that's pshat. No? Okay, so we have to go over this, no? Gidrei Mukta, and then Ritz Hashem Sunday, we'll finish this up, and then go on to the next piece of Mar Makomos. That's a very heavy issue. What is my focus between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon?